T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-minus 1 day and counting, not to the NBA playoffs, to John Michael's bachelor party. T-minus 1 day and counting. I can't wait. I got a little head start last night at the Boathouse. Me and Charity, a little head start.
Little head start.
She will not be there Saturday night, John. It'll just be your boy.
Well, I hope
Ubering
so.
Ubering to wherever you are, yep. Somewhere in this great city, the A. We're going to be partying hard, John.
That we will be doing. I actually also got a head start last night. The old establishment I used to work at that's no longer there, we had our 20-year anniversary party. 790 The Zone's last call. It was awesome. A lot of friends that I haven't seen in years. A lot of guys that still work in this industry. A lot of fun. A lot of alcohol. And thank goodness for our friends at Uber.
Did anybody get naked?
Not while I was there. And I finally called it a night around 11. It was to that point where it was, things are going to go sideways.
No. 11? You called it at 11. Mark, preacher man, are you buying that? I'm not buying that.
I'm buying it because he is a responsible adult, and he knows that tomorrow he's not going to be calling it a night until 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So good on him.
Well, here's a
I believe it because he's at that age where he can't go back to back to back.
That
so
is
you
true.
You got to space it out. So he had to take it easy last night because tomorrow it's on like
Donkey
Kong.
Whoa, time out. You said back to back to back. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Well, then that's not a back to back to back.
That's not true because he'll probably be at Dukes and Bell this afternoon.
I'm not going to go there. I got to get home, hang out with the kids, because I'm not going to see them until Easter Sunday, you know, because I'm leaving tomorrow at like 11:30 in the morning to get out.
Holla.
So, yeah, and then I won't see them until 11:30 Easter Sunday.
Let's be honest. You're a little nervous about tomorrow, and you're going to hydrate and get some rest tonight.
No, I'm not nervous.
And by nervous, I don't mean about the activities, about hanging, because you're starting at noon, and you're not ending until sometime next Thursday. So you're a little, you want to make sure that you are prepared for the 12-hour, what am I talking about, the 15-hour bachelor party.
What you remember, where did I go last year in the spring? I went to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Punta Cana.
It's a 7-day, 18-hour-a-day party. And I was able to make it. Now, there were random naps, much like my random workouts. There were times at 2 in the afternoon by the pool, I'd just pass out for an hour.
Or in the ocean in a floaty
in
device.
In a floaty, which there is pictures of that if you look on my Instagram page. I was dead asleep in
the ocean in a floaty. And I think it was pink. I think it had a Barbie doll on it.
It did not have a Barbie doll, but it was pink. And I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, dead asleep. That happened.
You stole that from a little girl because you were too drunk and needed a nap. How dare you?
There were no little girls where we were partying. I can tell you that much. But no, I'm not nervous at all. And I did not take it easy yesterday. I mean, we went hard for 2.5-3 hours. But at my advanced age, there is a point where you realize returns are diminishing. Are Hugh, you all right?
Hey, John.
Hugh walked in here with an angry look.
I knew those were Hugh's shades. By the way, those shades are dope. John was going to steal them, and I said no, because Hugh will put you
man.
In a headlock
John,
and kill
man.
You.
He can have them.
Hey, Hugh, I am with you on the bachelor party thing in Chicago.
Man,
that
Chicago,
is rancid,
listen.
But you right now, you go to a hot weather party city, period.
Listen, I understand that, you know, we are sports people, and that sports is a big part of our life. But there's a place for sports. You're about to get married, man. This is your last day of singledom.
And here's the thing. With the bachelor party, it's a free pass. You can go to Wrigley anytime.
No, yes.
They have a long baseball season. This is a one weekend where you kind of get a go have fun, just don't end up in jail.
Listen, I'm going to go see some naked women that I can no longer get in my life. I want to go see some naked tight frames. I want to go somewhere where it's going to be some women on stage that are running around with some nice, really nice glittery shoes on that I have no chance of hollering at. Because this is my last go-round.
Not glittery shoes.
You know how the glittery shoes go.
You get the glittery shoes and the glittery perfume.
Yeah. You are so full
smelling
of you
like
know
jasmine
what.
And honeysuckle.
If you take the Hulk into Magic City, they are looking at you like, who is that?
This
you know
is
you
last,
still got a shot with these girls.
This is my last party, girls. Who's going to party with me? This is my last go-round. After that, We're taking them off the market.
So let's go to a, let's go to a baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's lame.
With old style in 47 degree weather.
Punch him in the face. Punch him in the face.
Hugh, we love you, man. Have a good
We'll see you tomorrow, Hugh.
Hugh Douglas. What do you mean?
He's going to make some rounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's going to the late night crawl
me? I don't know. Here's the thing. With my bachelor party being as long as it is, come and go as you please. If you have to tap out, you got to call in the lefty, do so. We don't care.
No, I'm gonna have a nice ramp up all day, John. And I was telling Dutch out there, at about, I don't know, 8 or 9, when I'm good and lathered up in the boathouse, I'm going to hit the escape hatch and just press Uber. They're going to come get me. I'm going to come meet you, and hilarity is going to ensue. And so is this show after...
Sup.
Here we go!
The five biggest stories making headlines. It's the 5 at 10 with Rick Kamla and John Michaels. Brought to you by Howard Brothers. Visit any Howard Brothers locations and enter the Everything for Your Yard contest. Win a garage full of lawn equipment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, thanks to Howard Brothers, man. We love them. All right, John. Eric Mangini. Remember him, the former Genius coach?
Mangenius.
Yeah. He said that the Falcons would be a great landing spot for Richard Sherman. And I'm kind of like, where were you last week when this was a big story? And so, I don't know. He goes on to explain, you know, for this and this and this, all the stuff that we've talked about here. If Sherman is still even a possibility, John, here's what needs to happen. We need to call their bluff. Mm-hmm. If he is still available and if it's still a divorceable situation, that tells me that the leverage is with... Pardon me, I got a little fired.
Well, not with
there.
The microphone that
the
you just punched.
The leverage is with the other team, not with the Seahawks. The Seahawks are the team with the problem, management and Richard Sherman. So if I were the Falcons, I would wait this baby out and call their bluff and set my price, John. Their price is probably high. They probably want like a first and a third for Richard Sherman. I would just stay put with what I have as my offer, call their bluff, and if we get to the point of the draft where they're like, all right, we got to make a move, then you will get that move on your terms and not theirs.
The issue now becomes cap space, and the Falcons don't have a ton left after redoing the Desmond Trufant contract. You'd have to trade away an asset that has some kind of money. I know Robert Alford's a name that we had attached. You'd have to figure out how to rework some contract with Richard Sherman. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm with you. I would try to call the bluff. One other note from the Falcons. Matt Ryan and the article's up on AtlantaFalcons.com. Our girl Kelsey Conway's got it. Talking about Matt Ryan and wanting the quest for the best offseason ever. For the second year, Ryan, as we know, hosting a players-only camp in South Florida. The training at The U for 3 days. Ryan's able to get the double of number of teammates to attend this year from the year prior, a good sign to the team's commitment. I actually saw some pictures. Ben Garland was out deep sea fishing. I think he had caught a shark off the Atlantic Ocean. Big Ben and a big shark. Hey, Ben Garland's the type of guy that you're not, like, he goes to a shark and he just kicks its ass.
Or hugs on it and just says, you want to dance?
Pretty much.
He's not afraid of anything, man. We love Ben Garland. All right. Sad news to report here. Number 2 in our 5 at 10. Steelers patriarch Dan Rooney has passed away at the age of 84. Hall of Famer in 2000. Of course, the Rooney Rule came from his great vision with diversity in terms of hiring. 6 rings under his watch, John. They had one of the great dynasties in NFL history with the 70s and the Steel Curtain. And when I think of the Steelers, I think of the culture.
Yeah.
I just think of stability. And every year they're going to be good, and if they're not, we're surprised.
It's, you know what? It's one of the iconic franchises in the NFL. It's one of the iconic franchises in all of sports. And the Rooney family, a big part of it. The Rooney Rule, obviously huge, at least getting minorities in the door, giving them an opportunity to get interviewed when they may not have been interviewed before. I remember when that rule came down, what, 20 years ago? It was kind of scoffed at. Think about some of the great coaches that have come, maybe because of that rule more than anything. Mike Tomlin being front and center, a guy that's won a Super Bowl there in Pittsburgh. May he rest in peace to Dan Rooney.
I mean, to get the job, you got to be in front of the boss to interview for the job, and that's what the Rooney Rule is all about. A great man has passed. Condolences to the Rooney family and Steve's Nation. Number 3 in our 5 at 10, we go back to some good news here. The Braves, home opener tonight.
Yeah.
Debut of SunTrust Park.
Finally!
Super excited. Julio Teheran is going to be on the mound. Thank God they moved it around. So R.A. Dickey and Suzuki trying to catch his damn curveballs is not going on out there tonight. I mean, that was like Bad News Bears, for Christ's sake, last Saturday night. Teheran hasn't given up an earned run yet. We're going up against former Brave, Yahul Chacin. He has an 8-1 ERA.
Winner, chicken dinner, I think, tonight for the Braves. Mark Owens, agreed. How excited are you to work at the new stadium?
It finally hit me last night. I was putting my bag together. I'm like, this is it. It's like Christmas Eve. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're heading out to the game tonight, one word, patience. Patience getting there. You got to remember, everybody wants to complain about the new stadium. Everybody wants to complain about traffic. You can't put 40,000 people anywhere without there being traffic. Yes, there will be traffic. But get there, navigate your way around, get there early. Once you get inside, a lot of the restaurants and bars, not a lot, a handful at the Battery are open. Get there early. Go have a beer. You're really going to like SunTrust. It's a beautiful place to watch baseball. Patience getting there.
I love what you say there, because everybody wants to jump on the complain band. Oh, it's going to be the worst traffic in the history of the world. When have you ever been to any game of any sort where there's not traffic? Going to Athens is no picnic to go watch Georgia play if you live down in Atlanta. It's a trek. You understand that. Getting to Turner Field was never a picnic at 7:30 on a Friday night to try to get to a Braves game. Go enjoy the new facility. If you don't want to go, who cares?
You're not going to be caught off guard. You know what's going on tonight. So if you live in the area and you're angry about it, then find another way. I don't know what else to tell you. There's going to be traffic, but if you're going to the game, it is phenomenal. The stadium really is neat.
We love to complain about everything,
yep.
And so it's going to continue. But let's just get a win tonight, okay? All of these games on the road, we're 2-6 so far, but this is our first home game. And tonight, we're going to talk with Grant McCauley next, but I'm putting it down. We get the real Braves tonight. The team that we expected to be around 500 and in contention, we start getting them for real tonight.
Hey, really, it's time to give away another $1,000 for the National Signing Bonus Contest. Code word this hour, wild. It's going to be boys gone wild tomorrow.
Wild will probably not win a series in the NHL playoffs.
They may not, but wild to 80787. Again, wild, W-I-L-D to 80787. Not near a phone. Go online, 929thegame.com/contest, and enter. One more time, code word for this hour is wild, W-I-L-D to 80787. Number four on our 5 of 10 NBA playoffs get underway tomorrow. Rick Kamla, how are you going to be able to concentrate at my bachelor party when there's NBA action?
Well, I'm going to DVR it, John, and perhaps go home late night and watch it. Or we may be distracted at a shoe show because they may have the Clippers and Jazz on late night, and I'll be like, yo, Gordon Hayward just dunked. Yo, look at her. You know, so something like that.
You mean the guy that may be playing for the Heat next year?
Could be. But I'm excited. I want your prediction. I said this yesterday. I've got Hawks fans. Sorry. I got Wizards in seven. I would love to predict the Hawks over. I got to keep it real. I'm objective, and I think the Wizards are a better basketball team. They've proven it all year, and I think they're going to beat us in seven games. I think it'll be a great, great series. Lots of highs, lots of lows, but I don't see us winning this series. How about you?
I actually quote tweeted your tweet from last night where you put your predictions out. I have the Hawks in seven. I have Golden State in a sweep. I have OKC in seven. I have the Clippers in seven.
You have OKC?
Yeah.
I have Houston in seven.
I know you do.
Juice boxes?
Dude, I would never bet on
Juice
OKC.
Juice boxes?
If it's not a team from the 305, there will be no money put down from my side.
Number five and a 5-10, the NHL playoffs continued last night. Washington got an overtime win over Toronto, 3-2. Nashville, the Preacher Man squad, took out my hated Blackhawks, 1-0. Way to go, Nashville. And Anaheim beat Calgary, 3-2. They resume tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.